What You Need to Know, being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. We'll get to this Rams repeat conversation coming up. Plus, we'll get to your calls on plain graveyards. But before we do, here she is, Double H herself, Lindsay Baseball, with What We Need to Know.
Thanks, Cappy. So this one just dropped over the past, I don't know, maybe 2 hours or so. It turns out that Sir Elton John and Britney Spears, apparently they were spotted together in Beverly Hills recently, which prompted a bunch of rumors that the two were planning on working together. And today, Sir Elton confirmed that he is indeed teaming up with the Princess of Pop. He shared that he and Spears will be releasing a song called Hold Me Closer soon, dropping the news with a simple tweet that showed off the single's artwork, which showed a rose and a rocket ship emoji. So Elton John and Britney Spears have a new single coming out soon, and that's what you need to know. Pretty cool, right?
Okay.
That doesn't move the needle a lot for me,
frankly. I mean, it's been a long time since Britney Spears came out with.
That's kind of why. I don't need this for Britney. You know, Britney's one of those people who, listen, bless her heart, I hope she does what she wants to make her happy, but, like, take some years, honey, to stay out of spotlight. You know what I'm saying? Like, her life has been so public. I hope that she doesn't, how do I explain this? I hope Britney Spears doesn't feel that she has to make music in order to keep her fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, because at this point, I think most people respect that the life she's been led through and the crap that her dad and her family have put her through. If you want to take the rest of time off, you know what I'm saying, and just count your money and be who you want to be, I got no problem with that.
You follow her on Instagram?
I do not.
It's an amazing follow.
Is that so?
I promise you.
Is this on the Jennifer Aniston level?
It's beyond.
Oh,
it's,
really?
It's beyond. I mean, Britney, I was turned on to Britney Spears on Instagram because Lindsay Baseball turned me onto it.
Okay.
And she's like never dressed ever in clothes.
She does ever. Post a lot of naked photos.
I will not be following
Why
her
not?
Then. Because I thought it was going to be something actually creative and funny.
No, that, not like, creative and funny.
She does do fun creative dances all the time.
She's
actually very
move.
Funny.
Dude, I'm telling you.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. This is my point. I know Britney Spears is actually kind of funny, but if the IG is not that, I don't, you know.
Yeah, no, it's really sexy and hot, actually. I mean, it's just her giving it all away.
This
and
guy's
I'm,
all in the blonde
well,
now.
Well, for what it's
to
worth.
Mammoth for one weekend.
Right.
All of a sudden, every blonde is
for,
the best.
For what it's worth, I feel like Elton John isn't really getting any younger. And, I mean, A, she has the chance to finally, like, do something as, like, herself, not under this crazy control, right? And B, if Elton John, like, towards the back end of his career and, like, maybe even life in general, you know, not to be, like, frank, but
yeesh.
That's where we are. He's pretty old. Like, he's in
How
his
old
late
is he?
80s, isn't he?
No, come on. Elton John's not in his late 80s.
Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe he's in his 70s. I don't know. But this is his last tour.
Well, that's just it. I mean, this is Elton John's last thing, like, his whole big last tour, and they've made a you know, thing about it. Like, oh, my God, I got to see Elton John. It's his last tour. It's
right.
His 75. Last chance. 75 years
that's
old.
Pretty, still pretty old, you know, for a guy who's an artist performing the way that he does.
Well, I mean, I just saw a guy this past weekend, 81 years old, a blues musician named Taj Mahal.
Wow.
81 years old and still bringing it. Mick Jagger and the Stones still do the same.
I don't know if they really bring it anymore.
You don't think so?
I mean,
really?
From things I've seen, I feel like they've definitely... You know, you could tell. I'm not saying that they're not great. I just feel like, you know, once you get to be in your 80s, it's hard to move around and perform the way you used to. That's all.
Is this going to come up on the dog date
you know?
Tonight?
I don't know.
Are you having this dog date tonight or not?
I don't know.
Why is it an I don't know? Why is it not an immediate yes?
Because
I'm
it's not
do
something
it?
That I feel like sharing at the moment. Thank you very much.
Why not?
That's a yes.
Because I just don't. I don't, you know. None of your business right now.
Wow, none ya.
Yeah.
None your business.
None ya showed up. How
wow.
you been?
Yep.
None ya.
Been
out
while.
Of town for a while.
And if Britney Spears wants to do a song with Elton John, good for her.
Yeah. I
okay,
just,
sure.
Let me ask you a question. Who gains more from that, Elton John or Britney Spears?
Britney Spears.
I think it's probably equal, you know?
Britney.
Elton John is knighted, literally.
Yeah,
there's
he
not
is
a lot
Sir,
more to gain.
Sir
you know
Elton John.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that is true. I forgot about that.
At the top, as it is, you know? Pretty tough to ascend from there, you know?
All right, well, that's what you need to know, being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. I wonder when Elton John retires, if he all of a sudden decides he's going to go out and play Morongo. How about that? Is that a possibility?
Something tells me that's low. Likelihood is low.
No, you don't think so?
No.
Hey, 98 Degrees was there a couple months ago, and Chris Morrell still is regretting saying no to that. Like, he wishes he went.
Okay, well, maybe.
All right.
Hey, before we get to this Rams thing, can you put Todd in Temecula on the air? Let's find out what this thing is. I asked the question earlier. What are these plain graveyards that I drive by and I don't understand what they are? Todd, you're on Sedano and Cap. What's up, man?
What's up, bro?
Hey, guys. It is actually a plain graveyard. They have commercial planes that are brought there to be retired, and they salvage them for parts. I've actually been to the one there for an insurance visit I had to do on behalf of their insurance provider. But one cool fact about that one up in Victorville, Adelanto area, is that they filmed the scene from Tenant where they had the heist of the gold bars and had them dump out to go into that secret place. That was all filmed at that location.
Yeah, but you're talking about Victorville. The one that I saw today, I don't think we're talking about the same one. I'm talking about one that's like 100 miles north of L.A.
I don't know where Victorville is, so.
Victorville is like...
Victorville is by Adelanto on Interstate 15.
Right, so if you were heading up
but
towards like...
it's the same kind of place.
Yes,
okay,
same
no.
sort of thing.
All right.
But yeah, this one, I don't know
off
what this
Highway
one is.
395
right.
also.
Oh, right. You know what? Yeah, because I was on the 14 today. That's where I was. We sound like the Californians. Oh. I was on the 14.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah,
appreciate the
yeah,
phone
thanks,
call.
Thanks, Todd.
That's
appreciate
good information.
It,
he's the one guy that saw Tenet, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't know the movie.
I didn't see that.
No,
you, never, you don't remember that movie? It got delayed by like 2 years, and then it finally came out. Denzel Washington's son is in it, and it was like some weird like kind of time travel multi... I don't know, whatever. Like I don't know. It was like before... Dang it, what's the movie with Leo DiCaprio?
Inception.
It's like some Inception level storyline.
It's like a weird mind bleepery situation.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
What was the one with Leonardo DiCaprio where he gets attacked by the bear? What's that one called?
Isn't it called The Bear?
I have not
seen
that.
Is it really
one.
Called The Bear?
It's called Olive Bear.
No, Oliver Bear. Nice job. No, that's seriously. Right. Was it called The Bear, really?
I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about, to be honest.
That rim shot yeah. was really, really
very,
good.
Very well done.
Well done.
Yeah. Anyway, I was only asking because I was freaked out a couple times this past weekend. I mentioned being up in Mammoth and walking the streets through neighborhoods. Dude, you never know when you're going to come in touch with a bear.
No.
Do they have black bears or grizzly bears up there?
Don't know. I just call them bears.
Yeah.
I don't distinguish.
Where
you know?
I went camping, black bears were, they're everywhere. And like I was showing pictures to... like Funch and Beto, and they're just like, oh, hell no. Like, no, no.
Yeah, no, I don't
know.
Wow,
how close were you
oh,
to
they
a bear?
Get, I mean, they break into your cabins. Like, one of my friends, they broke into their cabin when they were gone at the beach for the day. The bear literally broke into the cabin, climbed in the window, and they have a picture of him climbing out, like, with a garbage bag hanging from his mouth. So
good things happen to you when you leave your house? I feel like all the
that
stories involve
that
the
didn't
disaster.
Happen to me.
Oh, okay, all right.
I as I like- said it, my friends, but, you know. Going camping's genuinely a good time for
okay,
me.
Good.
So
it could be dangerous, though.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, the park always says we've been going there for years. My dad's right. been going there since he was a kid, and they always say that they've never had an incident reported with a human. But then I say to that, but would you really advertise that if that were the case?
So no, I know. You know.
But I'm just curious because I feel like I see stuff in the news all the time, like about bears up in that area, like encroaching into people's backyards and pools, and you know, hanging out in their the spas and whatever.
Right.
So yeah, I was curious.
I want nothing to do with a bear.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not tangoing with bears.
No, me
thanks.
Neither. Especially because, again, I saw that Leonardo DiCaprio movie, and I know I have no chance. I stand no chance of survival.
That's your gauge? What does Leonardo DiCaprio have to do with?
Well, it just has to do with the movie. You know
figure
I mean?
If he can do it, you can too?
Well, no, I figured that he barely survived, and I don't think I could survive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just don't think I could. All right, so let me ask you. I started asking you this question about the Rams. Can the Rams repeat? We haven't seen a Super Bowl champion come back and repeat since, I want to say, the early 2000s when the Patriots did it.
Correct.
So to repeat to win the Super Bowl is a mathematical improbability. So on one hand, you feel like, well, look, they got the coach. They organizationally, they'll spend whatever it takes.
Yeah.
They'll make moves during the year to go get players should they need them. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to believe that maybe the Rams could repeat, but... history is all I'm saying, Clinton, is just it's not their friend right now.
I'll tell you this.
Go ahead.
If any NFC team wins, I think it's going to be the Rams. Like, that's the main change that's happened between this year and last year. And so I know that sometimes people talk about history repeating and all this other stuff, but we don't have to be that generalized. We can just look at the schedule and the teams, and you tell me, let's just start in division. Do you think the Cardinals have improved this year or gotten worse? I think the Cardinals season is done, personally. All that nonsense with Kyler, they don't even have Hopkins for the first 7 weeks of the year. Guys, the Cardinals are done, too.
I don't think the Cardinals pose any threat of any kind.
Remotely. The Seahawks.
No, the Seahawks are going to be in complete rebuild mode.
The Niners.
You're going to hand off a team that was in the NFC Championship to a quarterback that has barely played in the NFL and barely played in college. So I would just think that the Niners feel like, we need a year or two, and by that time, the Rams will flame out. because Stafford will be done. I'm trying to think if I were the Niners. Let's
keep it moving here. Every team in the NFC West has gotten worse.
Okay.
Let's start in the NFC South.
All right.
The Falcons, do you think they're better with Mariota? Like, that much better?
Nope.
No. The Panthers, Baker Mayfield is not tending them to the Super Bowl.
How about Sam Darnold, is he?
The Saints, no. The Saints,
they're
question
middle
mark.
Of the road.
We don't know what's going on. And, of course, the Buccaneers. Now, the Buccaneers are also...
They're real players.
But they've lost all their offensive line.
Yes.
They've got real questions. So, right now, you have not named a threat to the Rams. We've gone through two divisions. We'll stick with the North. The Bears?
Nope.
No. The Lions?
Nope.
Jared Goff? I don't think so. The Packers? Okay. All right. Your boy Aaron Rodgers out here taking DMT. Maybe he can conjure up a couple wins for the Packers. Outside chance. The Vikings? Lord knows. They're always a crapshoot. We get to the East. The Cowboys, you taking them seriously?
I'm taking them seriously to improve, but I don't take them seriously to knock off the Rams to get to the Super Bowl.
Right. And the Giants, Eagles, and Commanders are all a joke. The Eagles might get better, but my point is that I don't need to look at history. I can just look at the competition and say to me, if the Rams don't make it back, at least win the division, they're kind of screwing up here. Now, granted, we're just assuming everybody's healthy and blah, 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 and you know, so on and so forth. But they're the best team. They're the defending champions, and they haven't lost much.
And you mentioned the Rams. You mentioned the Buccaneers, the Packers.
And maybe the Niners. If the Niners can find a way to all of a sudden Deebo Samuel turns into the craziest player on earth or whatever, and they pull a Ravens kind of situation, you know, from the from when they were last, you know, pretty good, maybe. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay, so I'm with you. Rams are a top four NFC team, probably a top three.
They're a top one NFC team. I don't know if they're a top four NFL team necessarily.
Well, but just think about the NFC. Rams, Packers, Buccaneers, and pick your fourth team.
We'll say the Niners just for the sake of doing it because they advanced pretty far last year. But those three teams are all deep in the rear view for me, at least as far as what they have right now.
So the Rams then favorites to come out of the NFC based on what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I would say so.
So Christopher Russo, who's on First Take,
Mad Dog,
went and explained why he thinks the Rams don't have a chance to repeat. Laura, can you play for us what Russo said this morning on First Take?
Mad Dog, tell me this. You think the Rams will repeat this season?
Well, listen, they're in an easy conference. There's not many good teams. And, you know, he's a good coach and he's a big quarterback. Aaron Donald, they're going to be in the playoffs. And the division's bad. That's a bad division. But I do not think they're going to repeat. Okay. I think it's too hard to repeat to begin with. Last year, they were somewhat fortunate. They could have lost to Tampa. Could have lost to San Francisco. And they could have lost to Cincinnati. They're not a dominant team. They're going to win their 12 games, but at the end of the day, in the postseason, do I see them winning 2-3 games to get to a Super Bowl and winning again? I do not. So my answer,
regardless, this is regardless of his injury.
Yeah, I think he'd be okay.
He felt this way even if he was healthy.
Right, exactly. Okay. It's nothing to do with his tendonitis. So he'll be okay. He played the other day, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's been practicing fairly well. I'm not worried about him. He'll be all right. But
I'm not gonna lie.
I think, you know, they're a little older. Yeah. Donald can't be as good. No Beckham. The left tackle quit. I do not see them repeating in the NFC.
Okay.
The left tackle quit.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on that. What I was going to say is I don't really understand Mad Dog's logic here. Like, I don't see them doing the exact thing they did last year to win the Super Bowl. It's like, well, they're pretty much the same. I mean, you know, sure, Beckett and Beckham is not there. There are some changes cosmetically, but Cooper Kupp is walking through that door. Matthew Stafford is walking through that door, as is Aaron Donald. I think it's a reasonable expectation for this team to think that they've got a pretty good shot to repeat. I really do, just on talent alone.
I love the way he says, and their left tackle quit. Like, as if he showed up one day to work and goes, you know what, I don't like this job anymore. I'm out of here, boss. I quit. Can I get my severance package?
Guy's got one of the best reputations in the NFL, and Russo's making him sound like he walked off the job at Amazon.
Right, dude, you know? Retired.
Right.
Guy played in the NFL for like 16 years or whatever it was. And he finally said it. I think he was 40 years old. Andrew Whitworth was like, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I quit. I retired.
We caught up with Andrew Whitworth on the red carpet at the ESPYs. Great guy. Looking good. Looking like he's having a good time. I like that dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen, will the Rams repeat? The numbers and the history all say not likely.
No, but the competition says reasonably probable.
Right. I mean, there's a really good chance. I mean, we went through the NFC and all we see is Green Bay and Tampa Bay. And anything after that, you're like, maybe San Francisco, maybe Dallas, maybe some other team surprises us. But I mean, it's hard to do, obviously. The Rams got a real chance.
Yeah, this is not going to be one of those situations, in my opinion, unless something goes way wrong where a team goes to the Super Bowl and then all of a sudden like doesn't make the playoffs the next year or whatever, which does happen with some frequency too.
All right, I see a bunch of people are hitting the phones. If you want to get on the air, go for it. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. But they got to be good. They got to be really good phone calls. I mean, otherwise, what's the sense here? You know what I'm saying?
I won't be the judge of that. I like people are hitting us up about other stuff, not just sports talk. So we like to keep it light.
Okay, and then coming up, how can you win a table at our fantasy football draft? We'll tell you next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, it's Sedano and Cap. Clinton Yates is in for Sedano.
Yeehaw.
I sent Sedano a text this morning. I'm like, yo, man, I'm going to drive down from Mammoth. I'm going to drive right to LA Live. Why don't you come into the studio today? And he's like, because I'm in Miami as planned, dumbass. And
as
I'm like,
planned.
Yeah, and I'm like,
excused
oh.
absence right. once again.
My B didn't look at the calendar as to where you were this week. George, I have
as
this,
planned, yeah. meaning do not text me again.
Right? Like, you have no idea. Like, I get vacation guilt. Do you get that?
A little bit. I heard you and Mace talking about that earlier. Mace just said flat out, I don't have that problem. But, you know, he's also been on the, you guys have been on the air for a long time. I like being on air because it's fun to interact. You know what I'm saying? It's a cool thing to be able to talk to people. But there's some weeks of the year where I'm thinking, wouldn't be bad to be on vacation every once in a while. I'm on vacation from a TV show for 3 weeks because we're dark until the Little League World Series is done, and I am mad at that. Not one bit.
Your Little League team, the team you played for.
Yeah, my boys, Northwest Little League, out here mashing. Looking forward to this elimination game. If they wake us at Williamsport, I will be there.
All right, so we're watching right now a Little League World Series, but it's not like it's not the World Series.
No,
yet, it's the
this
regionals.
Is regionals.
Yeah.
Mid-Atlantic regionals, but the California team played earlier from NorCal. I'm not sure who the Southern California team is this year. Torrance made it last year.
Somebody has to know something about where we are in the Southern California, San Bernardino regional, like where we are in this whole thing. And I'll bet you it's coming on TV at some point. Who knows? When I say who knows, that's not really rhetorical. That's actually who the hell out there really knows.
No, it's on right now. If you go to the ESPN app, you can watch all the games that are happening
all right,
at this phase.
I've been into the Little League World Series so many times when local teams have made it.
Yeah, it's
fun. It's so cool.
It's a good bit.
All right, so listen, here's the thing. Yes, you heard what Chris said. We are going to be out and about on Wednesday, August 24th. We're going to be at Homebound Brewhouse at Union Station. We're going to do the show live that day. Clinton, you got to come.
Yeah.
Sedano's going to be there. Laura, Lindsay, the whole Mishbucha is going to be in the house. Now, that's on Wednesday, August 24th. But I want to say right now that it's time to maybe give away a table to our fantasy football draft.
Let's do it.
Do you recall last year when we were at the Hollywood Park Casino? You came.
Oh, yeah.
Keyshawn came.
I stole Key's seat. Morales never forgave me for it. He was stunned that your boy just walked in the building and was like, I'm just going to sit here. Keyshawn can stand. Morales looked at me like I was crazy. He was like, yeah, no, it's cool. And he was like, you're going to let him get away with that? I was like, I mean, I asked. He wasn't here. It was funny.
The food was fantastic afterwards at the draft. So I'm just going to say right now that this show, the Mandy Award-winning Sedano and Cap crew, we'll be at Hollywood Park Casino on Friday, August 25th or 26th, rather, for our fantasy football draft, and it's hosted by us.
So who's in the league?
Okay, good question.
Do we know the answer to that? You know how I get on process and details when it comes to these kind of team functions.
I do.
Do we have any idea what our setup is, PPR, what are we doing?
Yes, we do have an idea.
Okay.
It's just that I don't
have
an idea.
You don't know what it is.
We, as a station, do. I, as an individual, do not.
I have no clue. Right. All right.
So here's the deal. We're going to give away a table in our fantasy football draft party with you and 7 friends. So think about that. You get the table. You invite your buddies. Everyone must be 21 years or older. And participants at our draft party can win, you know, Rams autograph stuff, merch, all kinds of cool stuff, right? And we're going to be giving these away. So it's you and a table of 7 people, and we put together this fantasy football league. I'm trying to remember how we did it last year because I'm not really very good in fantasy football. I kind of suck at fantasy football.
What did we do last year, Lauren? I feel like other people had their drafts
right
at the table. And remember, somebody ended up getting sucked into a listener league.
Was that
Cap,
you?
Yeah. Me.
It was Cap.
That was me.
I was going to say,
okay.
It was
that was
Cap.
Me.
Yep.
I remember this.
Because I was like, Bergman, come over here. This table needs you. And he's like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll do it. I don't care. And, of course, I lost the league because I never made any transactions.
Right.
Of course
like,
you did.
Like half my team was on a bye week and they were all starting. Like, I just don't have the attention span.
I told you how I play fantasy football, right?
Do you draft all white guys?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
colonizers.
It's a
long-running bit. They're good, too.
They are.
The colonizers are back, baby.
Really?
These white guys are dangerous, to quote Pocahontas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a fun bit. Unlike yourself, do I really know anything about fantasy football? Absolutely not. I reserve that for the people at our station and at ESPN as a network who do this for a living. But for me, it's just fun to pick white guys and then just say, hey, look, I beat you with this team. How about that, buddy?
You know? So your receivers, like you got Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp has been a starter on my team for many years. Thielen, also pretty available. Let's see. Chris
what do you
McCaffrey.
Do running back other than McCaffrey?
McCaffrey was important, even though he's been hurt the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised what you can get away with from not having a great running back.
Okay.
Who was my quarterback? The Bills quarterback was my quarterback.
Josh Allen? Year.
Josh Allen.
All right, he's pretty good.
I believe I had – who was my tight end?
Did you get Gronk or somebody?
I don't think I had Gronk. Did I have Gesicki? He can play a little bit, by the way.
Gesicki?
For the Dolphins.
Okay.
I either had him or I had Travis. Don't call me Kelsey Kels. And, it's just a fun bit.
Right,
you know
but
I'm
does
saying?
Everybody in your league know that they have to stay away from certain white guys?
No,
those are your guys?
You know, it's an understood thing, you know what I mean? You want to ruin it for everybody, fine, ruin it for everybody. But I've been doing it for a while now, so let me have my fun. So we'll see.
All right, well, here's the deal. Can we give it away right now, Linz? Do you have a...
Yep, let's do it.
Okay, caller 5,000.
No.
Lori,
not doing that.
No, we're
you're
not
caller one.
That.
Your caller two.
No,
your caller 4,999.
Caller number
Kathy's
seven.
Kathy's in studio making enemies.
Do you want to do Big Deal or No Deal? Do you want to finish the show today?
You know? You can answer the phones if you want.
Yeah, if you
want
to come back here and screen
them
all.
Dog walks to go on, Cap.
Oh, that's right.
Get it
that's
together.
Right. We got plans, Cap.
Dog walking dates tonight.
You can do like 7 or 10. Pick one.
Okay, 7 or 10, Clinton.
As in 7, 10. Let's do 7.
Okay.
Caller number 7.
Caller 7 right now, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. You are going to win a table to the Hollywood Park Casino on Friday, August 26th. It's the Sedano and Cap ESPN 710 Fantasy Football Draft Party. We're hosting. The food is fantastic. You're going to have great drinks, and you're going to join our Fantasy Football League. And you can win all kinds of cool merch. Last year, there was this lady who went home with this Cooper Kupp, like life-size cutout cardboard kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she really wanted it badly. And she won it.
We had a bunch of those here at one point at the station. I didn't realize we'd given those away.
Pretty good.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Told you. Nobody knows where Rajon Rondo went.
Now, I do.
Are you going to bring the boo to the fantasy football draft? Does he play fantasy football?
No, but I can take him if he's
okay. Does he even like sports?
He does.
Okay.
He used to. He was an athlete.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he likes sports. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Well, he went to law school for a little bit. And he's like, yeah, that's not for me.
Gotcha.
So he went away from sports.
Because the only reason I ask is because like the 7-10 events are fun and all that, but like showing up to somebody's fantasy football draft is like that's a favor you're doing for somebody that asked you to go. Not something you do unless you're really.
Well, we
into
had
it.
Fun. Like
oh,
I went. After,
yeah.
I went after work last time because you guys. I mean. I have to be here.
Oh, no.
I need to work.
It's
so I went
fun.
After, and I'll probably go after, too.
Yeah.
I had some kind of like a veggie burger, which I know doesn't sound like the manliest
that
burger.
That was at my suggestion.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we had it when we had that Rams.
When we had the Rams trophy party.
Yes.
That's when you had the Beyond Burger.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The sun was there. Everybody came out. That was a fun day.
Yeah. I got sucked into the Beyond Burger.
We had wings at the fantasy thing. Wings,
that's true, too.
Yeah, we had wings.
But the Beyond Burger was pretty good.
I don't know what's going on at Hollywood Park Casino and why the food is so good, but it's freaking good. They got good food at Hollywood Park Casino.
Nothing wrong with that.
Caller 7, right now, you're going to come and enjoy Hollywood Park Casino. Eat, drink, draft. It's all happening on Friday, August 26th. CY says he's in the house. Me and Sedano are there. Laura, Lindsay, the Boo. And you know what we should do? If the Boo's not into drafting a fantasy football team,
mm-hmm. He's not going to that for sure.
I'll bring my boom box.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Oh, and then, you're not going to make him dance.
Yes.
No, yes. No, he used to get paid to do that.
We're so far off the rails here. Yes, I've seen him dance. We went to the after party at the Sunset Room.
Dude, can
I've
dance.
I've seen everybody in this station dance at this point. Yeah.
Carlo knows how to dance really good,
yes,
too.
Yes, Carlo is a monster.
Boo can dance.
I know. Boo can do a lot of things. You know?
Okay, hey
couldn't,
now.
Couldn't do law school, but he could dance.
Oh, no, he chose not to do law school. Right. But there's two other lawyers in that family, so okay. You know, smart.
Long
smart
leash.
Man.
I got you. All right, Lynn, did we pick out caller number 7 yet? Have we done that? I just want to give this thing away. Excited to bring
are
these folks in.
On air?
Nah. She's getting the info juice.
Okay, all right, yeah, we can move along.
All right.
I heard there's a football poll that came out.
Yeah, so how about this? You ready?
Yeah.
So today, the preseason edition of the USA Today coaches poll
came out.
So it's still called USA Today, believe it or not.
Is it?
Yeah, the USA Today AFCA coaches poll.
Okay.
I assume AFCA means American Football Conference, eh?
American Football, probably Coaches Association.
Okay, yes. Maybe that's what it means, yeah. Not AFC as in American Football.
No.
So, okay, so the top 25 has really all come out. You're probably not going to be surprised at where, you know, the tops of the top.
I'll guess. Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, and I'll throw in Texas A&M.
Okay, so you're right on. Alabama's number one, Ohio State's number two, Georgia's number three, Texas A&M is 7.
Okay.
Clemson's at 4.
Clemson's back at 4.
Yeah,
they had a down year last year.
Very down. Notre Dame at 5, which preseason ranking, that's a big deal for Notre Dame. Michigan at 6. You mentioned Texas A&M at 7. Now listen to this. At 8, from the Pac-12, who do you suppose that would be?
I mean, I hope it's Oregon or Washington.
It's Utah.
Oh, right. Never mind. I forgot about that. Utah kicked the snot out of a bunch of people last year. Didn't they win their bowl game, too, by a substantial amount?
Yes. I just don't know if you're right, but yes.
They were good last year. Like, they were not some fluky team. Yeah, they were. I mean, they beat a couple Pac-12 teams last year.
So Utah, Oklahoma at 9, Baylor at 10.
Oklahoma's still at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Baylor is up to 10.
Baylor at 10. So you haven't heard any. You've heard one Pac-12 team.
Right.
At number 11, Oklahoma State. At number 12, Oregon.
Okay.
Probably not
going to
shock
Ducks.
You.
Yeah. Okay.
13, NC State. I don't know what's going on there. 14,
Michigan
State.
They got a good quarterback
State.
Down there. The kid was probably going to go pro.
Okay. At number 15, USC.
Where does that land for you in terms of expectations with Lincoln Riley and the 55 new players on that team, which is an outrageous amount of turnover, if you're asking me? Is that higher or lower than you thought it would be?
I think it's right where I would expect them to be.
Okay.
They're 15, not based on last year.
Yeah.
They're 15 based on new coach, new quarterback, and new wide receiver that was the number one receiver in the country last year. So everybody's just assuming new offense, new coach, new energy, new quarterback, new players. USC is going to come back. And as far as expectations, I'm not like overly patient. I feel like you've invested all this money into this coach who went out and got the quarterback who's, you know, very much using USC just as it's using him, if you will.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's a combination of brands, so to speak.
Symbiotic relationship.
Right. Then they went out and they paid. I'm not trying to knock USC. They're playing by the rules. But they went out and got a kid to transfer who was the Biletnikoff winner.
Right.
So you have the quarterback, the receiver, the coach, the system, the support. I expect USC to win now.
That's a lot of stuff going. That's a lot of moving parts, though, Scott. You played college football. Half of the idea of what you're trying to do as a program is build some level of continuity so that people understand what the culture is, and then you kind of get to the winning. And I understand that you don't hire them for that much and not expect winning immediately, but that's a lot of guys that were not here last year. To expect that all to gel instantly with the pressure on like that, I mean, if they win the Pac-12, okay. But if they get to the national championship game before that team moves conferences, I'll be pretty surprised, not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm just
tall task.
I'm looking for USC to win the conference this year.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable goal.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think the conference has been that great. So if Utah and Oregon are the teams that are considered better than you going into the season,
that's a short list. Yeah,
I have very high USC expectations. They're ranked number 15 in the first poll.
Presumably, they play both those teams this year, right?
Yeah, I got to look at the schedule.
All right,
but yeah,
we should probably do that.
Yep, good idea. I'm looking up the schedule now. All right, stick around, everybody. Big deal or no deal is next. It's Sedano and Cap. This is 710 ESPN.
Well, we're back with Big Deal or No Deal, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm super excited. Super, super excited to be doing Big Deal or No Deal.
So, dog date or not? Where are we on this?
Like I said, it's none of your business.
Damn!
Okay. All right.
You choose to discuss your love adventures on the air and your dating expos, whatever you want to call them.
Wow, a little tongue-tied
expositions
over there.
Expositions.
Yeah.
Really won't tell us if you're going to go out on this guy with
this
guy?
No, it's not your business.
Why is it?
I mean, maybe I'll
business?
Tell you guys off the air, but it's not something I want to talk about on the radio.
I just want to know tomorrow. Long leash, short leash.
There it is. Throwing the lob. Kathy with the dunk in traffic. Well played.
So I just want to know. Tells you a lot about a guy.
Oh, I wasn't even on the air when I was doing all that.
Anyway. What do we got? Big deal? No deal? Any deal?
So Justin Tucker is now rightfully the NFL's highest paid kicker. Mm-hmm. The Ravens gave Tucker a 4-year, $24 million extension earlier today. News broke by, of course, ESPN's Adam Schefter. Tucker's new contract also comes with a $17.5 million guarantee, which puts him at worst second in the NFL in career earnings for a kicker at $51 million, which is right behind Sebastian Janikowski's $53 million career earnings. So is this gigantic extension for Justin Tucker a big deal or no deal? Kepi.
I'm going to say no deal.
It's quite literally a big deal. You're just mad because you were a kicker and you don't have anything close to $51 million in the bank.
Right.
I get that.
Yeah.
But this is a big deal, literally.
Yeah, you know what it is, though? Like, when I saw the numbers, the numbers were, one more time, Lindsay, for Justin Tucker?
51 million. So he also, I guess, 17 of it is guaranteed.
17 million guaranteed. He's the best at what he does.
Correct.
So he's the best kicker in the NFL, the most clutch guy in the NFL, and I'm going to put this in quotes, but he only makes $6 million a year.
Yeah.
And so the thing is that I'm trying to remember who it was recently that just signed. Pittsburgh's kicker just signed, and he was $5 million a year. So that meant that he now was, with Justin Tucker, the highest paid guy in the league. So they just extended him and made him more. So now he gets $6 million a year. So you're the very, very, very best guy. You make $6 million a year.
I'll take it.
Oh, no, I would take it.
I'll take it any day of the week, bro.
But it just like, Russell Westbrook makes $47 million, you know? And you hear, like, Aaron Rodgers makes $50 million,
it is. It's
$6
million. I know. You're sticking up for the little guy.
Well, put it this way. If you're on the team and the quarterback says to you, hey, we're going to go on this really nice vacation in the offseason. Would you and your wife like to join us? You make $50 million, and I make a mere $6 million. I can't afford that.
A mere. I gotta go to Mammoth. Well, you can go to Turks and Caicos. Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy for Justin Tucker, though. Seriously,
he's a cool dude.
He's a great, great kicker, and that's good to hear him making some coin.
Hey, man, the guy deserves it. He's a fun character in the league too, which is another thing I like. Kickers don't always have to be total goofballs. He actually feels like a football player on some level.
You remember last year he had that one kick that.
He missed, and it was like everybody was shocked.
Yeah, no, the one that was like 60-something yards at the end of a game, I think, and he lined up even further back than normal, and he ran at it, and he kicked, and it hit the crossbar, and it bounced over.
Bounced over, yeah.
What'd they beat?
That was a great kick.
Anyway, yeah, there you go. All right, Linz.
All right, so more than 800 competitors are going to be trudging through the Florida Everglades for the next few days in search of invasive Burmese pythons that will bring in thousands of dollars in prize money.
I told you about this.
I know, so that's why I brought it up.
Thank
because
you.
The python hunt officially began this past Friday, and it runs through 5 p.m. on August 15th. So don't worry, Cappy, you still have time to participate if you want to. Cash prizes of up to $2,500 are available in both the professional and novice categories for those who remove the most pythons. I feel like this is a big deal, at least for Cap, because he has expressed interest in python hunting in the past. So would you ever participate in this python hunting contest to win $2,500?
Hold on. What goes on in the python hunting
You just got to kill them and bring them back.
Here's what happens.
With what?
Whatever you want.
I'll tell you how they kill them. Yeah, I'll tell you what they do is.
Yeah, Cap knows all about it.
Well, I've watched a whole bunch of YouTube videos about this because I'm fascinated by it.
But yeah, okay.
True story.
You're an enthusiast.
Yes.
He really does know a lot about it.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, so just to let you know, Clinton, I'm petrified of snakes.
Yes.
Hate snakes. These Burmese pythons are in the Florida Everglades, but they don't belong there.
They're invasive species, as Lynn said. Right.
They're not native. So what they're doing is they're eating alligators.
Right.
They're eating deer. And it's screwing up
birds and fish and everything.
It's messing with the ecosystem.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're giving all these guys, And it's like every guy you've ever seen that's got a mullet.
Yeah, I can't imagine saying? Exactly and who's volunteering.
Right, drinking a can of 10W30. Right. Yeah. I mean, this guy, the guy, they literally, you got to see these YouTube videos. They find the big snake's butt, right? And then they grab the snake by the butt. Well, I mean, the tail. And then they pull the snake out, and the snake starts going crazy, like he wants to wrap himself around.
Oh.
And then what they do is, the way they kill him, the most humane way to kill the snake, okay, is they take like a screwdriver and a hammer, and they bash his brains in.
Bang, to the dome.
Yeah. Right?
Wow. That's
yeah.
tough. That's not easy to do. You're expected to do that out in the wild, like in the dark?
I guess so. I guess so. You just take him down right there. Big old Burmese.
That.
And by the way, $2,500.
I don't know if that price is high enough for me to make that kind of risk.
Mm.
I'm going to need a little bit more scratch involved. $5,000, okay. I'll think about it.
$5,000, you'll give it some
$2,500? I mean, not to be whatever, but that's, I mean, I presume these things can kill me if they can kill a deer or an alligator. Like, I'm not putting my life on the line for that kind of money. No way.
You got to go watch these YouTube videos.
I might have to. This sounds intriguing.
It is.
By the way, there is a very funny show. I think it's on Showtime. I'll have to look up what streaming service it's on. But Craig Robinson stars in it, and it's called Killing It. And it's literally about him, his foray into this exact thing.
No way.
He loses his job, and he decides, like, he sees this, runs into this situation where he's, this is presented to him, this snake killing, python killing contest.
Okay.
And so he goes off, and he becomes a python hunter. So to kill them for money, and like there, it's like $25,000 on the line, and like he needs this money for something. I forget what it is, but it's really funny. It's very weird, but it's funny. So check it out.
It's a TV show or
yeah,
it's a movie?
It's a streaming show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
These
yeah,
things are, they scare me, man. They really do. And I think the way that these pythons got into the Everglades,
Peacock. Thank you, Laura.
Is I think like during a hurricane. This is what I was. I'm going to say I read it, but I didn't really read it. I kind of heard it, so I'm not really sure if it's true. But what I think I heard was that during a hurricane, like a pet store or like an exotic, snake store,
right,
kind of got destroyed during a hurricane, and the snakes got away and they escaped into the Florida Everglades. Is this true? I don't
that
know.
That sounds reasonable. I'm guessing more likely is like what happened at Pablo Escobar's place, where a drug dealer wanted a bunch of goofy pets and then decided he didn't want them anymore, so just let them free. Now it's a problem.
Maybe that's
the hippos
what, yeah,
are
yeah,
banging out Bogota,
yeah, right,
apparently.
Right, maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm not even joking.
Yeah. Like, hey, the python was cute when he fit in an aquarium.
Right.
Send him out in the Everglades.
No, yeah, that's scary stuff. They're probably better adapted to that terrain than half the people who live there.
Yeah, I actually was reading something about this recently, and there was a story about this, you know, invasive alligator. I think it was somewhere, I don't know where, but somewhere in L.A. where this was maybe 10, 15 years ago. There was an alligator that lived in like a nearby lake or pond, and people would go there to watch it. And like they would just, it was an alligator that somebody had as a pet, and then they let it go into this body of water, and people would go there and like watch for it just to get a glimpse of it. And it was like
feed
in the newspaper
it, yeah,
all the time, and it was right, like this big deal, like, ooh, we want to get a glimpse of the alligator. But then they captured it and took it to where he belongs. So then film was
this
over.
This makes for good TV. I just am on YouTube right now, and the Today Show did something about it this morning. So that means, like, what are those ladies' names? Like Hoda, and what's the other lady's name?
Jenna Bush.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't watch the Today Show.
I don't either, but I know who Jenna Bush is.
Yeah, but I didn't know she was
they
on the Today Show.
They drink wine on that show.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's not the one that Michael Strahan's on, right?
No,
that's
he's not on that
America
anymore. That's Kelly
not?
And
okay,
Ryan.
Okay.
Oh,
wait,
I watch
oh,
that
oh,
show every single day.
But is
Mike,
you watch Kelly and Ryan every day?
Ryan Seacrest is like who I want to be. Yes.
Really?
Yes. That guy's awesome.
Okay. And then what about, like, is Michael Strahan on Good Morning America?
He is on Good Morning America, but he
I
used to be
on
Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He's a funny guy.
All right. Well, did you guys know that today is National Pickleball Day?
I did not.
Well, now you do.
Very well.
And I'm not sure if you guys knew this, but retired NFL superstar Drew Brees is the latest major sports figure to get in on the pickleball craze. And it is quite a craze, like a growing, hot, trending craze. The one-time Super Bowl champ recently joined the ownership group of the Austin, Texas Mad Drops Pickleball Club.
Mm-hmm.
Brees calls himself an avid pickleball player, fan, and student of the game. He said that he looks forward to helping raise awareness around the incredible players and competition in Major League Pickleball, and he looks to help grow the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Is Drew Brees' venture into the hot and upcoming sport of pickleball a big deal or no deal? Cappy, I know that your dad is a pickleball player,
Clinton,
I know that you like pickleball yourself.
Clinton, my father
mm-hmm.
thinks that he is like the number one 73 going on 74-year-old pickleball player in America. Like, he really, really thinks he's bomb.
Like he's ranked.
Like he think. Like he's like, yeah, I got a big event coming up this weekend. You know, we're going to be playing at the Delray Tennis Center. You know, that's where we're going to be playing.
Two things about this. Number one, the pickleball courts near where I live in Venice, they're like the most intense courts in the place.
Mm-hmm.
More than the handball, more than the basketball, honestly. More than the volleyball. The pickleball courts are jumping 24/7. Number two.
How old are the people playing, by the way?
Well, this is what I'm getting to. Number two, when I was at one of the MLB All-Star Game functions, I went to see my buddy coach's youth team at the whatever.
I remember
the,
you telling us this story. Yeah.
One of the ladies there was like, hey, do you know any cool pickleball courts around here? She goes, I'm the number 7 woman above 40 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I just thought you might know. I was like, I'm
Did
sorry.
Did you tell her that you're the president of the Handsome
That's
Man community?
That's amazing.
I did not, but she had a very specific ranking that she just flipped off the top of her head and was like, yeah, so if you know any courts, let me know. I was like, okay. I did not realize people were walking around with active knowledge of their pickleball
Dude,
rankings around the country.
There are pro pickleball players now, and you're like, wait, how could you have been a pro? Didn't pickleball start like last week?
Right.
But people who are into it are intense about it.
Yeah.
So
it's a fun game. I just to me, the reason I don't like it, this is a very weird reason not to like something or why I don't do it. The hitting coefficient of the racket is too bizarre to me.
What do you
mean?
Like,
it's not quite hard enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, people are swinging for their lives, and the ball goes nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
well, it's like a wiffle ball.
Yeah, but it's you know, you can't hit it out of the car. You know what I mean? Like, there's none of that. There's not really a lot of slamming necessarily. You're kind of placing a lot more. You know, power is less part of the game. Not that I'm some big, powerful dude, but it just, I've hit a couple, and I'm like, this feels weird. This is not natural to me. As somebody that, you know, hit baseballs forever, like, it's a very odd feeling.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bigger ping pong paddle.
Right.
And then kind of like a wiffle ball. And then you got to know a lot of the rules. I mean, pickleball got a lot of rules. They're like, hey, you can't go in the kitchen. I'm like, why not? What's going on in the kitchen? I'm like, no. This area right here is called the kitchen.
Right.
Like, okay, I don't know about that. I don't know the game well enough yet, but I have a lot of people I know that play, and they're always asking me, hey, you want to come play pickleball? And I'm like, all right, maybe I should get into it a little bit.
My friend Izzy Gutierrez from Around the Horn is a huge pickleball guy.
Guy's ripped.
Yeah. And he's in Miami.
That's going to be me October 6th.
Yeah.
We need to find
September
out if there's like an
well, September 6th,
oh,
I start.
Right, the 1 month.
October 6th,
of course,
I'll be as ripped
me,
as
yeah.
that guy.
Yeah.
We need to figure out if there's like an intro or like beginner's court situation, because I think that is cool. And one of my friends that lives back in the Midwest is like a huge pickleball fan. He posts about it all the time on Facebook, and he does tournaments and whatnot. But like, I feel like it's so intense, like you guys said, to your point, that like, I could never just walk up to a pickleball court and be like, hey, let's play. Because I want to play, but I don't know how to get into it without, like, you know, getting past the intense, like, oh, man, this is really hardcore situation.
You know what this sounds like? Sounds like a situation for Camp 710.
Yeah, right. At Camp 710, we have to have a whole pickleball event.
Unit, station, all of it. It'll be great. It'll be fun.
Now, what would be fun is it'll be me and Sedano, Mason and Ireland, Travis and Slee, and then Clinton and Beto.
Yeah.
And that's a dangerous squad right there.
Round robin tournament.
That's a dangerous squad. Then I think what you do is you take Ramona and put her together with DeMarco, which is a nice pairing as well.
Okay.
Okay, so now we got 5 good teams.
Yeah. We get up to 8. We're good. Lindsay, who would you want to play with? I feel like Carlo would be a good person for you to play with.
I don't know. I guess I'd have
he seems
to probably
patient enough to deal with learning.
I think Lindsay and Laura should be a team. And I think, like...
Well, hold on. We didn't even ask Laura if she wants to play.
Laura, do you want to play pickleball?
Sure, why not? I'm a team player.
Yeah, it's Camp 710, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I like this.
Injure my knee more, you know, I'll blame it on camp.
Right.
Pick your partner. Well, I have a broken leg, you know. I have a broken leg right now.
Clapper already saw my knee.
Right.
The other
Dr.
day.
Clapper, oh, he did? What did he say?
Yeah, on Saturday. He said to get in the pool and do not let them cut my knee up.
Okay.
Smart. Smart. We like that. But yeah, pickleball, add it to the list for Camp 710.
Okay, nice. All right, National Pickleball Day. Happy National Pickleball Day to everybody celebrating out there.
Did you call your dad and wish him a happy pickleball day?
I haven't, but I think I should.
You definitely should. He'd appreciate it. You'd be like, Dad, I don't know if you knew, but I knew.
I didn't know today was National Pickleball Day. I thought Laura told me earlier it was National Boyfriend Day. I saw my daughter's post online. It was National Sister's Day, but that could have been yesterday.
Okay.
And Brother's Day today.
Oh, today's Brother's Day?
And Sister Day.
Oh, I feel like these are 3 times a year.
Right.
There's siblings.
Yeah, I feel like I remember like seeing posts about both of those already this year.
Right.
So I think what is happening is, if you guys notice, there's a feature on Instagram where it says today is tap in, right? It's like a little thing you tap in. I think people are just creating national whatever, so it's just like,
it's just right.
It's
the
like
algorithm,
a hashtag with pictures.
Because to that point, the national calendar of days that I go by did not have either of those listed on it.
Gotcha.
For what it's worth.
All right, I'm gonna call my father. I'm gonna call him and wish him a happy National Pickleball Day. Hey, I'm coming up. So I was driving down today to come meet you, Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving down, and I'm driving through the desert. This is coming from Mammoth. And I start crying. Like, I start bawling my eyes out.
I know.
I'm going to tell you why, though. Why? What makes a grown man cry in the middle of the desert on a solo drive? I'll explain. Coming right back. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Wow, this is a risky open song right here. You know what I'm saying? No, he didn't, but, you know.
Laura's like, did he just curse?
NWA.
Well, there's a reason today. There's an anniversary today. Right, Linz?
Yep.
We can bring that down now to prevent any more.
Don't worry. Laura's not going to play the bad version.
I'm just saying.
She got it under control.
It says clean.
It's making me anxious.
I had the long intro one with the sirens and stuff. But I was like, let's just get straight. And I was like, wait a minute. It said clean.
Exactly. So
1988, okay. NWA dropped their debut album, Straight Outta Compton.
1988, huh? Wow.
I was two weeks old.
I was a young man.
2 weeks old in 1988.
I was 7 years old in 1988.
7 years old for Clinton Yates. Lindsay Baseball?
I was like a year old.
Okay. I say it all the time, and I don't like to say it, and I don't know how it happened, but I became the old guy.
Isn't that the year you graduated from high school?
Yes, sir. That's right. 1988. Yeah. Okay. That's right.
I graduated high school. I remember.
Became the old guy.
Nothing wrong with that, man. You're the cool guy, though, too.
Well, no. I'm only cool because I hang out with younger people.
That's how you do it.
That's the smart thing. This is how this works.
Yeah. Right.
You're cool by association.
That's right.
Cool adjacent.
I feel like your kids have a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Well, I mean, they're his kids, so yeah.
I got a whole emotional week going on. That's why today I was driving down, you know, and I was driving through the desert, and I'm by myself, Clinton, and I decided that over the weekend I did not watch the Pro Football Hall of Fame inductions because I have a life and things to do, and that's why I wasn't watching them. But my friend, Tony Baselli, and I'm name dropping here, okay? Hear that, Linz? Big name drop right there.
That's a good one.
Want me to back up and pick it up?
It's not big enough for that.
Okay, gotcha. So Tony Baselli was a great player at USC.
Sure.
And then obviously, you know, had a great career with Jacksonville Jaguars, but it was short-lived because he got hurt. And once he got hurt and he couldn't really use his left shoulder anymore.
Kind of hard to play offensive line if you can't use your shoulder.
Right. And so, but Baselli finally went into the Hall of Fame. So this week, so I was driving and I was like, I better listen to Tony's speech. Mm-hmm. So I listened to Tony Baselli's speech and I'm telling you, Clinton, like I'm not exaggerating at all when I tell you that I was hysterical crying. And by the way, it wasn't over like stuff that you would think that a grown man should be crying about. For example, Tony Baselli talks about his years at USC.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He goes, my coach at USC. And he points out John Robinson. And there's John sitting there, and he mentions his offensive line coach, whose name I don't know. And he's like, these guys, he says to me, like, coach, you are a real pain to play for, man. You are a hard. He goes, but you coached me so hard that you brought out of me things that I didn't know I had in me.
Right.
And
That's what good coaches do.
Dude, I start crying. I start crying, Clinton.
I want to ask you something because I think that this dovetails with another family personal situation of yours. Your nest is getting a little emptier. Are you sure that maybe there's not a whirlwind of emotions happening with you and the next phases of life and everything in your family?
Yes, because Baselli's entire theme of his whole Hall of Fame speech was family.
Right.
Family, family, family. That was everything. It was family in high school football. It was family at USC. It was family at Jacksonville. It's family in his broadcast career now.
Which is how you know him.
Right. And it's his close-knit family, you know? And yes, so my two daughters, 18 and 20, one is going back to college, back to Boise State, and one is going off to college for the first time to Tulane in New Orleans. And so I'm going to be an empty nester by next week with me and my 16-year-old daughter.
That's tough, man. That's tough. That's a different thing that, like, you know, that's real. I don't think that there's any way around that. Like, your whole situation is legitimately changing in the next 2 days.
Yeah.
It's got to be tough to deal with.
And so I don't know, man. All of a sudden, Baselli's talking about family.
Right.
And he's talking about being coached. I love great coaching. You know, I know this sounds ridiculous.
No, it doesn't.
You know, I love hearing about great coaching, you know.
Have you talked to him yet?
Baselli, I texted him this morning.
You told him? You're like, I'm crying in this Range Rover, Baselli.
Yeah, I go,
what are you doing over here to me?
I go, bro, I'm hysterical crying listening to your Hall of Fame speech. How did you get through this thing without crying hysterically? You know, and he got back and he's like, dude, thank you. And, you know, just the kind of stuff you say when your phone is filled with texts, you know?
Right, right. Because that's what happens when you go into Canton, for sure.
So
it's been a fun day.
This has been a great day. I will just say one thing that ESPN LA sent out a tweet that has the picture, the controversial picture that people seem to be talking about, where this very hot blonde in the tight jeans with the nice tuchus is grabbing me by the behind myself. And they I think, really, it's kind of like it must be the shoes kind of deal. It must be the T-shirt, Clinton.
It must be the T-shirt, yeah. So for those who can't see the picture just yet, Cappy's got on a Sedano and Cap T. By the way, where did those T-shirts come from? I had not seen that until I saw you traipsing around East LA, and I was like, I've never seen that shirt before. That
we
looks great.
Them. So we got them during the Mandy's. You know how George got a vote for Jorge?
Yeah.
And then a hashtag SLE. So we decided on Wilding, and then for whatever reason, they never really gave
they didn't,
ours
yeah, they
out.
Didn't, those
they
didn't
promote
catch
them.
On the same
I,
way. I was like, when did
nobody
those appear?
Nobody promoted ours, but it's okay. You know, we don't
hate. Well, y'all
we don't
got the awards,
we,
so.
We don't
yeah.
hate, exactly. We don't
that
hate.
Was all the promotion we needed.
Hey-o.
Right? Yeah. Just saying.
I will say that I was.
You want one?
I was opposed yes. to the Wilding T-shirt.
Oh, really?
Wilding. I didn't think that was the right phrase.
Bad bit, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think it was the right
no,
phrase.
No, he wanted to go with waxed and vaxed.
Right.
That's why.
That's right. That's right. But I voted for waxed and vaxed, but I got outvoted.
Okay.
I was not going to wear that shirt.
Yeah. No,
yeah, that's no, that's
we
what
were
it comes
not
down
wear
to.
That.
You wouldn't wear that T-shirt?
No, I wouldn't.
You got a bad retention rate on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
No.
First of all, I was lasered, but you know.
So you would have worn one that says lasered and waxed.
No.
Lasered and lasered
I
and waxed.
I always tell people, like, don't go waxing. It's so bad for you.
I was not ready for that.
It's bad for your skin. It's bad for your
follicles. Right along.
First of all, I am lasered. Okay?
So bad for you.
But yeah, those shirts, that shirt was a mystery to me. So I'm glad it worked out for you up in Mammoth. That's good work out of you. Did we get a name on that young lady?
Yes, I did get a name on her.
Okay.
And phone number, too,
phone
perhaps?
Number, Twitter,
IG, all that.
Instagram, you know. Listen, when a very attractive lady walks up to you and sees your flat butt like I have, because I got no butt. I mean, nothing. I got
okay,
no butt.
I don't need to chalk talk your glutes.
Okay, well, anyway, they weren't activated at that your moment.
Thank you, Tiger.
Yes.
But wait, you didn't answer the question about, like, Rachel obviously is okay with it because she took the picture, so.
Rachel was proud of it, I think. Okay. Rachel was like, oh, this hot woman thinks my boyfriend has a grabbable
quality tush. Physique. Yeah.
And that's where the conversation ended.
Well, no, I mean, you know. Stuff, you know.
That's what I was just curious,
what?
You know.
Well, wait,
oh,
okay.
Suddenly
hey,
somebody
none
wants to
business.
Talk about people's
that?
Business.
Yeah, none
listen,
of your business.
Kat
air.
Posted it on Instagram, right. So, you know, and he's been talking about it all day. It's a little different.
Also,
a little different.
How is it different? We work at a radio station where we talk about our lives.
There's
I mean,
plenty of things people don't want to share about their lives, and, you know, that's up my business and not yours, so don't worry about it.
I want to know by tomorrow. I want to know.
If how you, long is the leash?
Right, because...
You know she's going to tell you. You just can't come and say it on air. That's all she's
going
to say.
No, if she tells me, it's going on air. There's no
then
filter.
She won't tell
then you.
You
don't need to know anything.
Yeah, I do.
I might have to, you know. We'll
I
see.
Need to know. Tomorrow's
what you need to
tomorrow's
know.
What you need to know is whether or not Lindsay went out on a dog
long
walking
leash
date.
Or short leash?
Right. Long leash or short leash?
That's all we need to
that's
know.
Right.
That's the most important factor.
Because I will tell you right now, the leash length... will tell you a lot about the dog owner's personality. Because I have a ride.
Where is Morales when we need him, by the
seriously,
way?
Seriously,
he's probably listening to this like, no.
I think he knows better. That
oh,
when someone
man.
Says, I don't want to talk about that, then they don't talk about that. But,
no.
you know,
Morales
that's my,
is here
my
for leash talk. Trust yeah. me on yeah. that.
Oh,
one.
Leash talk, that's fine. But,
yes.
you know, that's all you're going to get.
We're moving on.
That's
past.
As far as the bit gets.
All right. Fine.
All right. If you say so.
I do say so.
I'm just
very curious.
I know. This. Now she's got me curious, too.
What are you, what's your plan then? You heading back?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to get in my girlfriend's car because she got a nice car that she lets me drive.
Right.
And
lucky
I'm
you.
And I'm going to drive because I haven't seen my daughters. Like, it's been a whole
it's been
thing.
A, oh, right.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
They were
okay.
traveling, then I was traveling. And so, yeah, it's
right.
time, to,
all right.
time to go home and be a dad.
Glad to hear
how about
that.
About you,
man.
What do you got going on?
Going to go hang out with the Consigliere a little bit. Haven't seen him in a long time. And then nothing else for the rest of the week. Like I said, Around the Horn is off. I'm watching baseball is what I'm doing.
Oh, my God. I want your life right now. Seriously, I want that freedom. How about you, Laura? You got anything planned for this evening?
I have to work Lakers talk. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go to sleep because I got a DMV appointment tomorrow.
All right.
Nice.
And we know what Lindsay's doing. She's going walking dogs.
You have no idea what I'm doing.
It's none of my business.
And it's going to stay that way.
None of my damn business.
Yep.
Clinton Yates, it is great to be with you always. Thank
always,
you very
bro.
Much. Thank
glad
you.
To be here.
It is time for Lakers Talk with the SLE. Next, we'll see you guys tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Peace out.